Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. I'm glad you're here, and we need your help. A $10,000 reward is being offered to someone who calls with information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for illegally shooting and killing a bighorn ram. This happened January 26th near Troy, Oregon. And with us here to talk about this case is Fish and Wildlife Sergeant Chris Hawkins with the Oregon State Police. Sergeant Hawkins, it's great to have you on the air.
Thanks for having me.
So there's some unusual circumstances about this case. Why don't you lay out the basic facts of it for our listeners?
Yeah, well, like you said, on January 26th, that's when we believe it was shot and killed, this ram. And the reason we believe that is this was one of the rams that was radio collared, and it was transmitting a mortality signal on the 26th that was received by ODFNW, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife personnel. So when they get the signal, they head out to the location, and when they got to the location of this mortality signal, it was on the Winnaha Wildlife Area near Troy, and all they found when they got there was the collar that had been cut off and then the severed ear that had an ear tag in it. So this sheep had obviously been captured, collared, and had an ear tag in it. So that's pretty much all we have, other than drag marks from where the collar was down to the road, and that was it.
Wow. So you don't even have the carcass then?
We don't even have the carcass.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this makes it tough, but folks, if you're not familiar with this part of Northeast Oregon, it is lightly populated, to say the least. Troy is a hamlet of maybe 20, 25 people that sits right on the Grand Ronde River. The Winnaha Wildlife Area and the area around it, really rugged, steep terrain. And if you were there on January 26th, if you were anywhere near this area, I want you to think about if you saw any vehicles, you know, whether they were speeding vehicles or otherwise, that you're just not used to seeing. And we've got listeners today tuning into the show in Wallowa County, in Union County, that may have been around there. So I really want you to think about this. If you were there, if you saw anything, we're going to want you to call and share whatever information you have. Something else I want to talk about here, Chris, this isn't the first bighorn sheep poaching incident in this area, is it?
No, it's not. This is the second one in the last couple of years, but this is the first one that we're really being able to utilize this anti-poaching campaign so we can get the word out, like you said, and, you know, really try and get the public to be active in this and give us some information. And no matter how little of a piece of information you might think you have, you just never know what that can lead to.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And let's talk a little bit about this anti-poaching campaign and who's ponying up $10,000 to solve this case?
Well, in this instance, the organizations that are putting the money forward is the Oregon Hunters Association, Oregon Wildlife Foundation, and the Oregon chapter of the Foundation of North American Wild Sheep, or FANAWS. They're putting the money forward on this, and how that ties into what the anti-poaching campaign, one of the three prongs of this campaign is to educate the public and advertise this and really get the public involved, like I said earlier. And when I'm talking about the public, I'm talking about not just the hunting public, but also the people that are recreating, whether they're photographing wildlife or just wanting to go out in there, just getting these groups together and providing information. And that's how we solve these cases is getting everybody together, getting everybody to recognize that this is an opportunity for all users, whether you're out there to photograph or whether you're out for hunting opportunities. These poaching incidents, they take those opportunities away from everybody. So to get everybody on board and get as much information as we can, that's one of the most important things this campaign does.
Oh, it absolutely does. And one other thing I want to talk about here, this isn't like a poached deer or a poached elk where there's literally thousands and thousands of these animals roaming around the state of Oregon. Bighorn sheep, the populations are fairly fragile. As a matter of fact, even drawing a tag to legally hunt a bighorn sheep, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, areas like this, you know, there'll be one or two hunting opportunities a year. And that is, for the hunters of Oregon, just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Again, poachers are stripping away this opportunity for you. And don't do them any favors. Again, if you have any information at all, we want you to call the tip line, the turn-in poachers line. What is that number, Chris?
So the number is 1-800-452-7888, and that can be found on the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife website. Or if that's too much to remember, you know, out in the field or wherever you're at, STAR-OSP is another number that you can call with any type of information.
That is really easy to remember. So again, folks, just type in STAR-OSP on your cell phone or call 1-800-452-7888. That's 1-800-452-7888. That's the Turn-In Poachers tip line. They really need your help solving this case near Troy, Oregon, where this bighorn ram was poached on January 26. If you saw anything, if you were in the area that day, saw anything at all that you're thinking could be not even necessarily suspicious, but just out of the norm, go ahead and call them or contact Sergeant Chris Hawkins with the Oregon State Police, and they could use your help. And if your information leads to this case being solved again, you could be eligible for that $10,000 reward. Sergeant Hawkins, I wish you the best of luck in cracking this case. Thank you for what you do. Stay safe out there.
Thank you for the opportunity. Take care.